I'll need some help with this, Ron, from someone. Did you receive any information?
I forwarded Jim an email when y'all were still an executive to the office, said that they called Christian County and told them what they needed and told them that if they wanted to argue it, that Carrie could call me and I have, and she said, I don't figure you'll hear anything out of them because they know we're supposed to have those receipts.
Yeah, we're not going to approve
it. So we just need to hold that.
But how did I do that? What is it? Do you go off the check entry number or
how
do
you do this?
What's the number?
327314. 327314.
And you
just
approve
everything that
happened.
Okay.
Was there a transfer that was added to this also?
Yes.
And what is that?
She said she just put that in there, so I'm not sure. Maybe it's
under there.
It must be this one here because I marked
it. It's a road and bridge transfer.
I'm going to fix you up here.
Okay. All right.
I must have added this one.
You guys want this?
Thank you. We are now out of executive session and we are reconvening our regular session. And we had a motion to postpone accounts payable, journal entries, and transfers until 1. We'll take that business up first. Mr. Strahan?
Motion for approval of checks 327223 to 327302, 327303 to 327316, excluding check 327314. Warrants 5548, 5549, 5550. Transfers to R and B from sewer. Transfers from R and B to transfer station salaries. Transfer to R and B transfer station salaries. And transfer to R and B from transfer station salaries. And transfer from R&B parks to R&B parks. Did I get all those twos and froms right? That's the election. Gotta make sure that's.
Second, motion's been made and seconded to approve checks number 327223 to 327302 and 327303 to 327316, with the exception of 327314. Warrants 5548, 49, and 50. Transferred RB&T from sewer. Transferred RB&T from transfer station. Transfer from RB&T from transfer station. And transfer to RBT from transfer station. And one more transferred R&B from parks, as included within the pile of information that we have. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That didn't work too good.
We have a second one of those here somewhere. The clean sheet, but I don't see it.
Well, we'll assign to it, don't we?
Yeah.
We'll start with that one.
Maybe it's in here.
It's aren't we going to need to change it anyway?
Next order of business is staff departmental update. Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon. I give you some topics we can talk about. The first one I guess we need to talk about is that intersection or Schoolhouse Road, not Grove Road, what you want to do with that.
Has there
Well, Dan, you're at a disadvantage first because you weren't here when Jim and I made the decision to move on this, with Jim's point, but we're originally it had been proposed that, if I'm not mistaken, and I'm gonna jump in here, that there would be a digging out and with concrete perhaps we'd put rumble strips there to keep people from speeding through there, the stop sign.
We're going to while in Kansas City, I talked to an engineer and one vendor to try to find ready-made type stuff that we could put there, and there's none of that's available that will work with our snowplow operation. So their best idea was for us to dig out and create our own with concrete in the oncoming lanes to the stop sign, is create the rumble strips that way, putting in six-inch concrete pads with grooves in them that would get people's attention, you know. Also, we can mark in the roadway, and we've done this on other stop signs, is a stop ahead, paint that actually in the roadway. And we've done that on some blind intersection stop signs that, you know, you don't see till the last minute. That's another option to go along with this. We could do that. How well that's going to work, I'm not sure until we try it. But
the what do you think would work better?
Well, right now, weather. Anything we do is going to weather's going to have to be warm enough that we can do concrete or even paint in the roadway itself. So we're going to have to catch a fairly warm day to even do paint markings. We do that. We could also do the rumble strips. I mean, neither one of them is going to be very expensive.
Isn't the weather at the end of this week supposed to be 50 to 60?
It's supposed to be fairly warm this week. Problem is our crew numbers are down because everybody's trying to use their vacation up before the end of the year, so we don't have that many people employed right now.
How long would it take to paint that?
We could probably do it in a day, maybe 2 days. It takes so long for it to dry. As far as painting them.
What you do, just ahead. Shut off one side?
Right. I mean,
because you'd only put it on one side, right?
You put it in the oncoming lane coming up to the stop sign, right. Just painting a stop ahead. If we still have the jigs or the emblems that you lay down on the road, then it's just painting it. That's the easiest thing we could do right now. We could put them in the oncoming lanes from three different directions. I don't think the one coming from the, what's the short road coming up there?
Coming up from T Highway, you mean? Right in front of the school?
No, that one, we'll put a stop ahead in all three. There's another one that goes down dead ends at a gate. Shamblin. I can't see putting anything on that one currently, but the main thing is the Mountain Grove and Schoolhouse Road itself, at least putting a painting stop ahead on the roadway.
There's no need to completely close the road through there. Would we do that, is there?
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's...
How's your staffing? Because I don't see any particular problem with one backhoe and what you're going to do with there with calcium chloride or whatever in the two strips. You're actually talking about one
just
strip.
Catch you.
One on one half of the road and one on the other half of the road.
Right.
And you're going to have to put a reflector barricade or something up there at that point to keep them so they can see it.
Right.
But within 24 hours, it's going to be hard anyway with it.
Right.
So the main thing I can see as a concern is the fact that you're going to have that much that little of concrete for that biggest.
Right. I mean,
you know,
we're talking a 10 foot by 6 foot, at least 6 inches. So you're talking maybe a yard, yard and a half each one of them and doing at least 3 of those.
Yeah.
So.
So you're talking about how much?
You said 5 yards, 4 and a half.
Yeah. If we had them all ready at the same time and pour them all at the same time, we might be able to do that, or at least do a couple of them at a time.
Are you going? Is this? That's asphalt, isn't it?
No, it's concrete.
That road?
No, I mean it's chip and seal right now.
Right.
It's chip seal. It's not asphalt. So
you just take a saw and cut it.
Cut it and cut down whatever your thickness of your concrete to make it come back flush,
yeah.
But then putting the grooves in it
to
make the rumble strip actually work.
Is there anything to put in it for reflective?
I mean, we can. We can
Could
paint
you put
them.
Those beads and stuff inside the rumble strip across there or something?
That or concrete. We just paint them.
I think it that. Take it with the program on it. I think you can do it with either that jack screw may be able to. Is he out too?
Actually, I mean, we can come up with enough people to accomplish this, or at least get started on it this week. And
I'd like that 60-degree day if we could work that in. You know, that's what I was thinking. If that's Thursday, isn't it?
I mean,
Thursday
and Friday. I think all this week's going to be warm enough to be able to do all this. I mean, we can come up with enough people, I mean, to accomplish this. But do you want to do the rumble strips themselves and
paint the boat?
And then paint the stop ahead boat?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We can do them both then.
I mean, that's what I'm just saying. That's the way I feel about it. So.
Again, when we do this, we're not going to close both lanes.
No.
Just going to affect one lane. The traffic can still flow.
The traffic can still flow. Is just one lane is going to be closed overnight while the concrete cures, and
sure.
We can open it back up the next day. So they will be hindered by that. So we will have cones and barricades and stuff up for that purpose. While we do that type of work.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
This morning, that's just the original there.
Perfect.
Why don't we just bring that up right now, so you can answer any questions if, in fact, she's talking about this.
Murphy Tractor is putting on their annual training, which they pay for at no cost. Just needs to know the number of individuals from the county that are going to attend.
When is this?
Training?
February.
February 8th?
Frank went last year.
This is actually touring our facility in Dubuque, Iowa.
Correct.
Correct.
Yes. He dropped that off at our office.
What days did that fall on? 8th, 9th, and 10th?
I have no idea.
I don't have it.
8th, 9th, and 10th is February. Sunday. Oh, February.
Yeah.
Sorry. 8th, 9th, 10th is Wednesday. Is the 8th.
I'd do it then.
Is it Thursday, Friday?
I have a concern about it.
Let's talk about it.
It's a viewing of the facility. You got
right.
Have you any of you been?
Not to John Deere's. I've been to the one for Caterpillar.
It's a 3-day viewing of the facility. Is that something you guys think you're going to receive some benefit out of?
Actually, it's depart for Quad Cities on the 8th, then you do the tours on the 9th, and you return on the 10th.
Right.
So it's a big one-day.
It's a one-day tour generally. Other plants.
Okay. My question is, and I'm not either for or against, the thing of it is I don't see that if it's not of a great benefit to you, if we happen to have a snow or ice day on that particular day and send 3 or 4 people, how does that affect everybody else?
Well, it's going to short things here, definitely. The benefit is seeing, and part of this, I do have a facility, and I'm going by what another gentleman had been there to view himself, and they do have a training facility or places, proving grounds that you can actually get on the newer equipment and operate it. But the rest of it's just seeing how they build the equipment and showing you new stuff. But as far as any other benefits, I'm not.
Devin, you think you get some good out of that?
No, not really.
Jennings, what about you? Would you go? I mean, if you was one of them that.
Well, I mean, I would go if they wanted you to, but as far as getting anything out of it that probably like benefit me on the job, I don't think you probably would.
Yeah. And if you happen to have a bad snow day or ice day or something where we had to have those people available, then you can see some non-benefit to it, can't you?
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be a pro or a conner, but I can see more cons and pros on this one.
We actually are not looking to buy any heavy equipment, and actually that's what all this is mainly the heavy equipment. I mean, we have most of the equipment we need, so as far as learning about some of the equipment, that's we already have most of that. And we're not in the market to buy any of that right now. So,
well, I don't care for people going. I just don't want you guys to end up in a pickle for help if it happens to fall on a day where it's sleeting and icing or snowing, or and you got 3 days here that you're going to be gone. Like I said, I don't have any problem with you with somebody going if they think they're going to benefit from it or if they won't jeopardize what they're doing. But what do you think, Mr. Drew?
Well, I mean, I was prepared to send them, and of course, if the weather turns bad, then obviously they'll have to use their best judgment not to go. But I got to imagine it's more than just a little tour. I mean, there should be more benefit besides that. But you know, since it wasn't a cost to the county, and if it works out that we can send a few guys, that'd be fine with me.
Yeah. Just need to respond to her by this week.
Is there a cost to us on this, or? There's no cost, so
a lot of rollays, tons, and things like that from overeating.
the whole crew. Anything else?
No, I'm good with that.
You guys reached a conclusion here?
We got a definite maybe.
Where's that paper? Can I see that? I apologize for not hearing your conversations.
Is that... you say you don't know nobody's been that you know of other than Frank went last
Frank's
year
the only
or something?
One that went. They were actually, we were going to take three or four last time, and next thing you know, we didn't get to go. The gentleman got sick and they had to reschedule, and then nobody knew about it until he was back, so we didn't get to go to the previous one.
Yeah. So I wonder if this thing, if you could do that, Jim, if it, the person, I guess, if it decided, you know, if you got a call for bad weather or something, well.
We just cancel.
Cancel it.
How many men are you guys talking about sending and or women?
I think we had six names on there. Is that right?
Did
that sound
about
right?
He said four or five.
Four or five.
Who said that?
The gentleman that stopped by. He said we could probably take four or five.
So we can't send the whole crew on. That changes that.
All right.
Your vote.
So we got four here that we can choose between, gentlemen? Four or five?
I'm just going to throw a bunch of names in the hat and pull some out, I guess.
There's six or eight names in there we probably need to consider from. And then
I just need to let him know by Thursday so we can secure your spots.
Tell him that by Thursday we'll either have some names for him or we won't be sending anybody. How's that?
Great.
We'll get you four names, five names.
When they say four or five is what they said? Four to five.
Four to five, okay. The next item, I previously sent an email with some names on the list of people that volunteers, and then one crew I'm putting over there at Mount Branson. I pulled one name off of that and going to move her to the Hilda facility. My question is, right now we have 10 people, and one of them is going to be the sign man that's working, going to be working out of Mount Branson that I have currently. I haven't made any more decisions on them until I'm waiting until David Stottle and Harlan gets back in, and probably we could probably start working out of that after the first of the year. We're close enough that we can start working out of that building now. As far as snow removal, there's four names that under Mount Branson that we're going to use for snow removal. They're going to help, so that makes 14 people working out of that facility during snow and ice.
But only for snow.
Only for snow. Other than that, they'll go back to their normal duties, which are mainly take care of just the work orders and call-ins and stuff is what they primarily take care of. So
we're going to have them assigned to any particular building or area?
Right now, they work out of the building at Kazee Mills, the new building there we built
okay. Behind
the old shop.
Okay.
That's where they're currently at. And part of that crew that was our concrete crew that's working out there, I'm actually moving them to Mount Branson. There's three of those people.
I'd say just move them over there and see however many you need after you get them over there for maybe completion of jobs or sending somebody from one of the other barns, just have them report there for, if you got a project going, have them report there for 2 to 3 weeks or as needed.
We can work things out over a period of time
and
see if the need arises, we can add to that. One gentleman that currently lives in Ozark, I'd like to move him to the Buchanan shop. I mean, it would be a closer drive for him, and I've already talked to him. He would like to go over there. If you guys don't have a problem with that, I'd let him transfer to Buchanan. He's currently working at Hilden. So,
should be a lot closer for him.
Yeah, I mean, but I mean, as far as, are you guys okay with us going ahead and having them report to Mount Branson starting January 3rd?
Yeah. Or, I don't see any reason why not, up here.
You never.
Randy, on this other road that we were looking at and complained about closing this road, would there be such a complaint if this road were closed?
Yeah, I'm thinking, well, here's the thing.
Got to stop here anyway, right? Coming up this way?
You wouldn't. Size of the road like that.
Well, I mean, we're maintaining two roads, right?
Is that one?
Okay, I'll take
that should be the next question.
Yeah, I think we make that decision later. We're just trying to figure out how to get them situated for now.
I mean, we can hold off an extra week or two.
We don't need to. I mean,
no. Okay.
I think what your list here is what we probably just need to have a discussion about it. Do we do that in or out executive? You can just talk to him. I'm fine with that. Tell you what you were saying.
Yeah. I know we had three or four people that was interested in, I guess, the chain of command is what you would say on that. But I think from the names that we've got there, we already have two people that are supervisors, and I don't think any of the rest of them are. And I think right now we have one that's basically over the other one, and I think that's probably the way we would remain on that. Mr. Ruff, aren't you the second command at Buchanan Barnes?
That's the position I originally interviewed for when Saul moved up to the other.
Right.
I assume that's what they did.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what he relayed to us. I don't know whether that's, but anyway, and we have in that same group there, we have David Lowry as a supervisor over there too. So you would be over him. So that pretty well settles those top two. There's nobody else on there that's a supervisor. No. So, as far as I'm concerned, we wouldn't be changing anything. We'd just be moving the head count.
The one thing that, and I wanted to wait till David got back to find out, because that leaves him, you know, if he needed time off there at Buchanan, either one of these gentlemen's going to have to help him out at that shop, or
right,
somebody's going to have to move back, because that leaves him without a crew chief at that.
Right, and there's been some discussion about the way we set up jobs and things like that from one position or the other.
Right.
These two locations being over in the similar area, I think what you do is we'll have probably a job schedule go out, and somebody will sit and say, okay, you send this crew from Mount Branson and this crew from over there, kind of like you do now with East and West.
I mean,
so I don't see any problem with it. I mean, I guess we could make a problem if we wanted to.
Well, a lot of it's going to be just in how you schedule the work, so we don't run short of people or try
right
to schedule too
right
much and overload.
There may be two or three of these
so
guys on vacation at the same time, and in any
right
location it has to be made up. So,
okay.
I think we've already. I think we're going to take care of that part of it. We were just right. Matter of fact, we're talking about the transfer station and how it's actually going to be kind of separated from that part of it. But you guys see any problems at all with just leaving it like it is and letting them go ahead?
Well, just some clarification, because we heard different things. Who's number one over here?
Here. But he is now.
Right, and this is this.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we're good with that.
Yeah. The reason I say that, it's not making a judgment call. We're just moving this.
That's fine.
People around that's the same way they are now.
Got it. Okay.
The only other thing at Mount Branson right now are no lead pump. We're having a little bit of issue with it. It pumps really slow. We changed filters on it. But I would like to get see if I can get a gentleman from Stoddard to come look at it, maybe see if they can figure out if it's something that's got to be rebuilt or just cleaned. I need to know that or kind of get a cost estimate or see if we're going to have to replace that pump.
Just take care of it. Did we have to do that deal out here? Didn't we have that same problem at the East Barn a couple of years ago? And had to do some kind of rebuild.
Well, what we've done, we cleaned the tanks themselves. We had a company come in that actually cleaned the storage tank itself.
You may have to do that here because that thing's been sitting there for years. So
that may have been one of the issues. But I talked to the gas company before we ever put fuel in there, and with the no lead, we put an additive and a product in the diesel to compensate for the algae and all the others, so we wouldn't have a problem there. He said no lead, you shouldn't have a problem, but with the thing not being in operation, it may be so gummed up inside that pump that it just needs a good cleaning, that the filters are not getting solved. So,
Randy, I'm going to leave that mainly up to you and these other two guys, but I'm seeing 10 guys on here, and I'm thinking that that's probably going to be a 12 to 14, maybe even 16-man crew there at Mount Branson. So that gives them the opportunity to, as you work along, somebody wants to transfer over there, well, then it needs to be known that we're probably going to fill that up to that point after a certain period of time. What do you guys think?
I think that didn't we replace the pump? Isn't that what we did? Because I know we're talking about what we're talking about is the
pump over there
at Mount Branson,
right?
Did you
guys replace the pump over there?
We did. That's what I was trying to tell them. I thought that.
I thought we did because at least we were told. At least I thought we were told that's what happened.
Yeah. So what we had was a gauge that was out of whack and
wasn't registering the fuel.
Wasn't registering, and also the pump had slowed down to a trickle, is what I thought we'd heard.
I remember, I bet you I could find the old emails that we were told that we'd replace. So, yeah. Is that what I mean? Is that
That's
what
I was thinking? Just have it checked and have it.
Okay.
If you want to call them in, I mean, if I don't know how bad a shape it is, if it just needs a repair or replace.
Yeah.
The guy talked like if they had to rebuild it. It would be around $3,000.
To rebuild? What's the replacement?
Well, that's what I want to find out.
I don't want to put that kind of money into it
if you could buy a new one for that or less.
Yeah, so. I don't know what condition it is. It may be. I would just say,
okay.
Yeah.
I have found a product to use on our bridges throughout the county. We're currently washing all the bridges as weather is going to allow us to do it. This is from a company in Springfield that has a sole source. We can buy it through MoDOT bid. I got to just fill out some paperwork, send in, and then Ron Erickson can finish the rest of it.
Okay.
Basically, in buying 275 gallons of this in a tote, and basically that should do just about all of our major bridges throughout the county, and it puts a protective coating on all of our bridge decks and concrete sides, and that's what MoDOT's currently using. That's basically the product that the bridge inspector, when he was here and talking to you guys, that's what he was referring to, was this type of product. So
okay.
I'm checking into that.
Have we done that before?
We haven't done it before. MoDOT's done it the last couple of years, but it's a new product that hadn't been out that long. So anyway, this product is, you can paint it so you can still stripe your road, and they've already done a lot of the testing and stuff as far as a non-skid surface and all that. So it's already been tested out and met MoDOT's requirements. So it should be a good product and help us in the long run. The only other item I have is I sent you gentlemen an email, or basically I think I sent it to you, on the Clevenger Cove. And do you want us to do anything with that or leave it alone? Or?
Well, right now, I guess there was an email sent this morning.
Is it county property? The damage
is on private property. The question is, did we cause it? And that's really the big question. If we caused it, then do we fix somebody else's besides this one? Because there's also a driveway down the hill by, or just another 100 feet away or 200 feet away. And that's where it says.
This surface was there in that pretty much that condition before we ever started.
Was
with
it?
This.
That was one of the questions I've never gotten an answer to. So
it wasn't a hard surface. It was always gravel.
In that one little section.
That one little section.
See, I wasn't aware of that. I thought it eroded over time with that section.
Does it have more erosion problem now because of the work that had been done?
No,
is it worse than it was before, or was it always?
About the piece we did at the end.
Sorry, yes.
Okay. It's a little driveway section.
I think we've done about everything within our ability to help alleviate a lot of this water issues. I mean,
what's he asking for there?
A section of driveway.
Section of that driveway. Them dimensions that I had in that letter.
To be paved?
But huh?
To be.
Concreted?
Yeah. Well, concreted or asphalt. Either one.
I don't have any problem, Randy, if it was us that created the problem. If, on the other hand, it wasn't us, then...
But I don't think this total problem would be our cause, because the water issues were there previous to us ever doing anything with this road. And we alleviated a lot of the water issues. We could.
With all the work that we've done now, I don't think he has any complaints.
So what you're saying is we've helped the situation and hadn't deteriorated the situation. So I don't know where it. I don't even know where it's at or don't anything about it. So I'd say no myself as far as getting into private work. And that's where we would be edging into the side.
Real
edgy. I mean, it's in the gray area. So.
Okay. Snow removal. I haven't heard anything back from the gentleman at MoDOT as far as you were gone during our last meeting when I showed you guys this map of what MoDOT's plans are.
Yeah, he hadn't seen that. You need to see that.
All these highways you see, old and blue or red. MoDOT's going to do continual snow removal and continual treatment on them. Everything that's not in the bold, they're not going to do continuous treatment or continual snow removal. They're basically one truck, one time per shift, will be running these others. So the road that really comes into question that's going to hinder us is this section of Highway 160, going east from Conceive Mills all the way east.
Randy, when we talked about this last, we asked if you would look into the possibility of changing some of the roads that are over on the west
that we might right. pick up if they would do that.
I actually called and talked to him and told him about a road over here at 165. If they would help us out with that one, we could possibly work something out helping them with 160. He was going to look into that and talk about it and then get back to me, and he's received my email back. I mean, he wanted me to send that back to him. I think his secretary sent me that map. So I did send it. He did get it, but I haven't heard anything from him at this time. So right now I don't have any answers, but what they're willing to do.
Help me. Our issue is that we've got to get to roads
right.
to maintain anyway, right? So we're going to be going down that highway to get to those roads that we maintain.
Right, and both directions, both east and west, because the current location of our shop here is going to hinder travel both directions from that shop. We're already going to help them as far as lettered roads, but this main highway here and all the people trying to commute east coming to work is going to be another issue.
And how often they're going to do it? So.
One truck per shift is going to be run at one time per shift. Basically, I mean, I don't know if they're using traffic counts, but that's kind of what he told me. I mean, they will plow and they will, but they're not going to do continuous. They're going to be doing hills, curves, similar to what we do on a lot of our roads, because we don't have the material to do continuous treatment as far as putting material down.
Yeah. I don't want to put material down, but I don't care to drop the blades on all of them, and I think that... they should, they're going to have to do some trading with us or something. Them are state numbered roads.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, they're not going to trade because they made their decision. They're done.
Right.
Now, I'm 100% agreement. Drop the blade, leave the blade down, and let's see how we address and make a decision if it's not doing the job, but I can't see spending money.
I mean, they are going to pre-treat, but they're just not going to do it continuously. They're going to hit the hills and curves before the storm. If they get out there, sometimes we get caught and don't get time to pre-treat, too, as the storm hits quicker than we anticipate. But they are going to pre-treat. They are going to hit it, but not continually like these other roads. So.
Man, we got a lot of miles to cover.
Yeah,
it did. That edge.
Well, that trigger, for instance, you know, how they could stack up on end, we would never be able to get by them to get the other four roads and bars down there.
Right. Well, I mean, I'm just looking at main traffic on 160.
Yeah.
It's the only good thing that we have there is we got a shop out that way. That's about the only thing you can look at that map and say that we have a decent thing to do. I'm looking over here at BB. If they would do 160 from Forsyth to just do part of it. What I'm saying is we could go ahead and do the rest of BB for them because we're going to be going that way anyway. I don't see any problem with that. If we could locate one or two others, could we try to make a decision or do some trading with them, Jim?
I mean, I'm all for trading. I don't think they're going to.
That's what I mentioned to him. I mean, we was willing to trade out and do some. We don't care to do that road if they will pick up and do some of these others that they're not going.
Mm. My concern
getting
is
something that's similar to what they're doing. I mean, I don't want to send them down a county road or anything, but. That's the reason I mentioned 165, because that...
Well, the biggest majority of 165 is ours now, anyway.
Right, and that was a section I was hoping they might be able to pick up.
Let them pick up that section.
Yeah.
But we're talking just a fraction of what...
Right, yeah. Compared to mile-wise, it's...
Exactly.
I guess I could say something to make somebody mad, but I don't guess I will. I just... I guess they're looking at traffic count, you said, the way they've designed this?
That's what I'm anticipating is maybe possibly if they're going using the traffic counts and maybe a heavier... as far as that, because...
We're just going to... Let's just see how it works. Let's just do the... drop the blades on it.
And if you think we need to treat them, you let us know. I mean, then we can go trade with MoDOT. Possibly, but just dropping the blade at least
Well, MoDOT's going to find out when they don't service that road, nobody else will service them, because the phone's going to ring off the hook.
Here's what I don't want.
Problem is they're going to call us.
Yeah.
I mean, we always get the phone calls.
Here's right. I mean, people.
If we say that we're going to drop the blade, then we're going to get the phone calls. If we say we're just going to go and take care of our roads and we drop the blade as we go, we ain't going to get the phone calls. That's their job, to clean that road. But if we're going to drop the blade to get to our roads, we'll just drop it as a courtesy.
But don't you believe it's just too heavy of a traveled road for us not to drop the blade on? I mean, it's a major road.
Here is going to be one of the problems. We're going to start here.
Too major
of
a road for the state not to do it.
But when we're headed back,
they cut the budget 66%.
Well, we're on the in 2 years, we're going to be doing that.
So what do we do? Do we not drop the blade then?
At least one truck.
Yeah.
No,
it's not going to help anybody. We're trying to commute.
What I'm saying is we already get to blame more than what we should for the state roads. I know I'm going to get myself in trouble for saying this, but we do.
Maybe we ought to just go up to budget.
Yeah, good. Just go up to budget and save the conversation, I guess. But that's what you guys drop the blades as you're going to our county roads, and if they get a complaint, it's their job. It's their job to take care of the state roads.
Okay. Unless you guys have anything to add, that's basically all I had.
So you'll start staffing Mount Branson then, in the next 2 weeks or so?
Yeah, I really wanted to wait and let David and Harlan get back make sure that, I mean, that was the list we all three sat down and come up with. I don't think they'd have a problem with it.
But they'll be back next, Tuesday?
They're going to be back next week. So everybody will be back. I want to get everybody back into swing, and then we'll go ahead and be able to complete the electrical, get that all done too. Should.
Good.
Sometime the first 2 weeks in January.
I'd like this Matt work on. I'll have him come over here.
So. Sounds good.
You got this folder up here. I guess it's pretty well self-explanatory to me.
What are you going to do? Anything?
I'm not going to spend $1.6 million on that, no.
I just wanted you to see that, but I got a
count of 6 to 8 is what we heard from.
What do you want me to do at the really bad spot that's already there now?
What was it? I'm sorry. What is that?
The one tea table.
Oh.
The one that.
Go ahead.
250,000 per driver, so. can you just fix what we can? Is it just not?
That's going to be a job in itself.
I think we need to work full time on which agency would be Corps of Engineers.
I've already showed
the creek bed. Is that the Corps or is that the conservation?
This is the Corps' property.
I think we need to go through bank restabilization. There are funds there. There might not be any.
Right. I mean that
because this is a major project, isn't it?
It's going to be a major project. Just fixing that bad, just fixing that bad spot. I mean, I need to call and get older.
We had one guy that testified before us that said that there was a traffic count of 7 to 8, and he was 2 of them.
Well, when the fish are running, I'm 9 of them.
Yeah,
that's a very popular fish.
I know it is, and I'd talk to them about it. Let's talk to the Corps, see what they want to do with it. But
okay. So, all right.
We got to go. Put that up there, yeah. I guess.
Okay.
Gentlemen, thank you. Liz, we're going to
recess. Is upstairs?
Yeah.